In 1735, surveyors used magnetic compasses and a 65-foot chain to begin measuring the line between South Carolina and North Carolina. They got from the coast to Richmond County, marking trees with a knife to signify the boundary. Another set of surveyors finished the job in 1815, and that was the last time the entire borders of the two states were set out.
Our job is to walk in their footsteps.
Sid Miller is the South Carolina chairman of the Joint North Carolina and South Carolina Boundary Commission. For the past two decades, he's helped head up the state effort to rediscover those lines.
We haven't changed the line. We've reconstructed the original line that was set down in the original survey starting in 1735.
In the nearly 300 years since, the branded trees died or were cut down, housing and businesses moved in on the border, and it hasn't always been clear where the line is. The commission and its staff finished the technical work of remapping in May. Ann Miller says the estimated line was rarely off by more than 50 feet, but it's created a mess for a few households and businesses who suddenly find themselves part of a different state.
We will be put out of business.
Lewis Eford bought a gas station just across the border in South Carolina in the early 1990s. Well, he thought it was in South Carolina. Once the state legislatures approve the remapped boundary, he'll be in Gaston County, where he can't sell beer, the gas tax is 22 cents higher, and the station's fuel tanks may violate regulations.
I'll try not to be a pessimist. I say, guys, I'm willing to work and listen to any solutions that we can come up with, but I don't hear a whole lot of solutions. They just seem to want to say, well, we're not changing the state line. We're simply reestablishing it.
Eford's business is in probably the trickiest position, but households will also face changing taxes and find themselves in different school districts. Miller says the two states can't move their boundaries to accommodate even the few affected because that would require federal involvement. The commission has to avoid that, he says, while finding a solution for Eford and the others.
The solution is to pass legislation to alleviate the impact of those people. In other words, you know, we don't want anybody to be saddled with any back taxes.
With the technical work out of the way, the commission will meet today to discuss these issues. Miller says the plan is to allow families to stay in their school districts. As for Eford and his gas station, Miller acknowledges the problem, but says no one's really sure how to fix it yet. For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford in Charlotte.